Ian Malcolm lay on his back, his skin grey-white, mouth slackly open. His breath came in wheezing gasps. Muldoon handed the flashlight to Gennaro and then bent to examine the body.
"I can't find the injury," he said. "Head okay? Chest? Arms?"
Then Gennaro shone the light on the legs.
"He put a tourniquet on."
Malcolm's belt was twisted tight over the right thigh. Gennaro moved the light down the leg. The right ankle was bent outward at an awkward angle from the leg, the trousers flattened, soaked in blood. Muldoon touched the ankle gently, and Malcolm groaned. Muldoon stepped back and tried to decide what to do next. Malcolm might have other injuries. His back might be broken. It might kill him to move him. But if they left him here, he would die of shock. It was only because he had had the presence of mind to put a tourniquet on that he hadn't already bled to death. And probably he was doomed. They might as well move him. Gennaro helped Muldoon pick the man up, hoisting him awkwardly over their shoulders. Malcolm moaned and breathed in ragged gasps.
"Lex," he said. "Lex went. Lex."
"Who's Lex?" Muldoon said.
"The little girl,"
Gennaro said. They carried Malcolm back to the jeep and rested him into the back seat. Gennaro tightened the tourniquet around his leg. Malcolm groaned again. Muldoon slid the trouser cuff up and saw the pulpy flesh beneath, the dull white splinters of protruding bone.
"We've got to get him back," Muldoon said.
"You going to leave here without the kids?"
Gennaro said.
"If they went into the park, it's 20 square miles," Muldoon said, shaking his head. "The only way we can find anything out there is with the motion sensors. If the kids are alive and moving around, the motion sensors will pick them up, and we can go right to them and bring them back. But if we don't take Dr. Malcolm back right now, he'll die."
"Then we have to go back," Gennaro said.
"Yes, I think so."
They climbed into the car. Gennaro said,
"Are you going to tell Hammond the kids are missing?"
"No," Muldoon said.
"You are."
End of Side 7.